Mr. Santiago, if you look at what the Rising Storm offers, I'm sure you'll agree it's the best hotel for the price, and will provide your clients a fantastic stay during the convention. Logan waited for the man's response to Aiden's pitch, familiar with the game Santiago played. They sat near the window inside a small cafe in the quarter, the mid-afternoon sun casting its warming light across them. Santiago was a shrewd businessman. Logan had worked with him in the past. Santiago always tried to finagle a bigger discount than what Logan was willing to give, which was why he'd accompanied Aiden and Lissa to this meeting today. More business was always great, and booking a big convention like Santiago's company had every year would definitely be worthwhile. But he wasn't going to give it away for free either. Bringing Aiden and Lissa in meant more allies in his corner, and the hopes he could eventually turn this pain-in-the-butt client over to them in the future.
"Now, about this discount," Santiago started, and Logan fought the urge to roll his eyes.
Same thing every year. They'd argue back and forth. Logan would give him the discount he wanted, and Santiago would want one penny more off that. Which, of course, he'd agree to, since Logan knew exactly how to deal with this man. Soon, hopefully, so would Aiden and Melissa. Then he could ignore the multi-million-dollar cheapskate in the future. He'd tuned out Santiago, well-versed in the man's argumentative nature, and turned his attention to the window. A colorful skirt caught his eye as it sailed past the window, the familiarity of it making his heart lurch in his chest. He could swear he heard bells tinkling around her ankles. Sophie, with that long raven hair flying in the breeze, it could only be her. A rush of sensation came over him, a feeling of desire so intense it was all he could do to remain seated. The urge to go after her was strong, almost as if he was in a trance and some unknown force pulled at him, something too strong to resist. God knows he tried, but he couldn't even turn his head to listen to the conversation at the table. His focus was on Sophie. He needed to go to her. Now.
"Excuse me for a minute," he mumbled, not even looking at his table mates.
He rose and hurried out the door in her direction. His feet moved of their own volition. He didn't even know where he was going, only that he had to get there. There turned out to be Cosmic Connection, just on the outskirts of the quarter. He opened the door, his senses assaulted by the scent of patchouli and cinnamon. Incense burned in small jars on top of all the glass display cases. The shop was tiny, jam-packed with all kinds of voodoo and magic things. Tarot cards, crystal balls, beads, incense, candles, books of spells, magic wands, just about anything imaginable.